is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? This is hour number two of USAprepares.com. We're going to tell you some stories that are absolutely true in this hour. What happens when the system comes after you in a heavy-handed way? And the system wants to put you out of business. They want to destroy your family's livelihood. What you're about to hear is absolutely true. Mark Baker's with us, our newest instructor, Baker's Green Acres. Now, he has a farm that is centered on the production of pastured poultry and heritage crossbred pigs. Mark was born in Massachusetts. He's a native of Massachusetts. And he began his farming career when he was employed full-time in the U.S. Air Force. He raises hogs in a farrow-to-freezer operation. And he, his wife, and 8 children have raised and produced animals to sustain themselves as well as to sell for over 15 years. In 2004, he retired with 20 years of military service. He moved to Michigan, and that's when Baker's Green Acres became a full-time occupation. He's a proponent, a vocal proponent, of locally produced food and the use of production methods that are sustainable. He feels strongly that consumers have the right to eat wholesome, farmer-direct food. I totally agree. Mark is passionate, and he's going head-to-head with Michigan's Department of Natural Resources to defend farmers' rights to raise heritage-bred hogs. What's happened, class, is in Michigan, the Department of Natural Resources has levied a fine initially on the 70 animals that were on the farm at $10,000 per head. That's almost $750,000. Now, there's 150 hogs. That's $1.5 million fine that he's facing. Welcome, Mark Baker.
Hi, Vince.
Mark, you know, there's a lot of similarities between what's happening to you and what happened to the Dollarhite family here in Missouri. They were facing a $6.19 million fine for raising rabbits. Now, Mark, the Dollarhite family, Ken Hurley, I, and some others from USA Prepares are coming to an event, and we are going to make this situation well known worldwide. Let's talk about what's happening to you. So you're a farmer. You're just raising hogs. You're not causing anybody any problems. What's going on?
It started back in 2011. The Department of Natural Resources issued what they call the declaratory ruling, and it's available on Michigan Department of Natural Resources website, so a person can go there and read it for themselves if they think that I'm just trying to be funny here. But in that declaratory ruling, they say that if you have pigs, and your pigs have even one characteristic of the nine that they list, then your pigs are feral, and they have added feral pigs to the invasive species order. And the invasive species order is actually good law, and it does protect the Great Lakes from invasive species like lamprey eels and things like that. But it was intended to oversee maritime operations, you know, where people come in the lakes with foreign flagged ships, and they would come in with seawater in their ballast tanks and blow that in the lakes. That's a bad thing. So the invasive species order was actually very good law, but the DNR, Department of Natural Resources, added a farm animal to it, to everybody's amazement. And the list of characteristics, I have them right in front of me right now. I'll just go from number seven is tail structure, and it states that if you have a pig with a curly tail, then that is a feral pig. If you have a pig with a straight tail, that is a feral pig. And I'm not kidding. It actually says this. And then it says ear structure, erect ears, feral pig, floppy or folded ears, that's feral pig. And then the ninth characteristic, which is kind of my favorite, it says other characteristics not currently known to the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Yeah.
So, other characteristics not currently known.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Mark, I have said, I've said publicly that years ago, if you were really, really bright, you could get a job in industry, and you could be really productive. Now, if you weren't that bright, you could always get a job in government. And I'm sorry, I used to have some government consulting positions, and I know what I'm talking about. I really do. I was not impressed with many people who worked in government. So these guys, what a definition. What a definition. Yeah. So basically, they can say, well, we're talking about curly tails, straight tails. Is there any other kind of tail?
No, there isn't.
No. Okay. So we're talking about all pigs, according to the Michigan DNR, could be feral.
Correct. There is one carve-out, and that is animals raised domestically, they say. And we think what they're referring to, because some of the people that are on their initiative board are from Michigan pork producers, which are the big corporate hog producers, you know, that have these great big 5,000 head barns, and they stuff animals in their head to tail, and they feed them tons of antibiotics, and it's a real ugly situation. We feel as though they think that is domestic hog production, and then the way that we raise hogs out on pasture, they feel as though that is not domestic hog production. But we can't get them to answer that question. So what we did, here's what I did, first of all, when I got this declaratory ruling in 2011. I called the DNR. And I said, what's the story with this? You know, this, it can't be, you know, straight tails, curly tails, one or the other. And they said, oh, that doesn't apply to you. Don't worry about it. And I said, yeah, but it's in writing here. It's in this declaratory ruling. This is law, and it's signed by the director of the Department of Natural Resources. And here in Michigan, the DNR is kind of feared by the citizens here. Sadly, they are feared by them. I'm not from here, so I'm not afraid of them at all. But I know from my time in the military that if something is spoken, it does not exist. So if you get the spoken word from some person at the DNR on the end of a phone that says, oh, it doesn't apply to you, then there's a problem, because the law, the written law that I have in my hand, it certainly applies to me, because my pigs have either a straight tail or a curly tail. So it's a game that they play where they've given themselves the authority to come on farms, any farm, and inspect for invasive species. And like I said, it's a It's a good law when it comes to maritime, when you have ships coming in the Great Lakes that are flagged from, you know, Russia and Norway and every place else. You want the DNR, or you want the Coast Guard to be able to board those ships and make sure that they're following their checklist properly when they come in the Great Lakes. But for the DNR to give themselves authority to come on family farms, that's a different story. And you got to wonder, why do they want authority to come on family farms all the time? It just kind of defies the imagination. So we told the DNR that that we didn't feel comfortable with the declaratory ruling, and we said that we planned to sue them for clarification. And they told us that they wanted us to kill off all our animals, depopulate is the word they like to use, and that if we didn't do that by April 1st of 2012, that they would arrest me, charge me with a felony, and then they would come on my farm and kill my animals. And I guess that was supposed to really scare me, but it didn't scare me too much. And I just told them, I'm not doing it. And if you come here, I'll be here waiting for you. And of course, they never came. And then they've kind of ratcheted it up pretty regularly. You know, they issue like a sanction against us, stating that they will fine us $10,000 if we sell an animal in the state. Right, so we said, okay, we won't. We were selling our animals out of state. And then they put pressure on our veterinarians to make it difficult for us to get health paperwork to cross state lines. They wanted the veterinarians to check the box on the health paperwork that said feral swine. But my pigs are not feral, because feral pigs live outside the fence and have escaped or been abandoned or whatever, you know, like a feral dog. But my pigs are not feral. They never have been. And so, okay, we did not depopulate. Oh, all right, so they've made it difficult for us to sell the pigs out of state. So they've effectively, what they've done is they've shut our business down to where we can't move pigs off the farm, and we have to feed them every day. And that's not good in the farming business. That's not good.
Mark Baker, hold that thought. Mark Baker, Baker's Green Acres in Michigan. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources wants him to kill his animals. If not, they say they're going to kill him, and they're going to arrest him if he doesn't comply. Mark Baker, standing up to the government. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Mark Baker's with us. Baker's Green Acres. He's raising pigs. There are 8 children in his family. He lives with his wife, Jill, in Michigan. They have a farm. They raise farm animals for sale. There are 10 on the farm. They are being terrorized. Let me say that a different way. They're being terrorized by the government. The very same people who claim to be protecting us from terrorism. They're being terrorized because the Michigan Department of Natural Resources is demanding that the Baker family kill their livestock, their farm animals. It's demanding that they kill their lifestyle. And Mark Baker and Jill Baker and family refuse to do it. Mark, I can tell you this, that if they come to my farm and they make any kind of claims about my animals, I'm going to take the same exact stand that you've taken. I have been threatened by the government. I've been told that they will arrest me. And they stood down. And what you're saying is you have to take a stand, and if you do, and if you take a strong stand, they're inclined to back off.
Yeah, they look for, you know, they're typical scumbags. They look for the weak, and those are the ones they go after. When they come up against a strong one, then they have to resort to other tactics.
So, Mark, they've threatened to put you in jail.
Right.
Arrest you. For raising pigs that they can't define as what the problem is. And you're not the only one they came after, Mark. There are other stories. There's a story in Texas.
Yep. Well, okay, people are probably wondering out there, Yeah, go ahead.
All right, Mark, so what's the plan? They want to come, and they want you to kill your animals. Now, if you kill your animals, what do they expect you to do? Is there some kind of a sanitary disposition of these animals that would be acceptable to them, or do they want the predator birds to come and peck at them and eat them? Or what about the smell? I mean, what do they expect? What is it? Just okay, Mark, kill the animals, and now they jail you for doing something else, you know, by not disposing the animals properly?
Yeah, I don't know. I never really got into that realm of things. There was one guy north of me that did it, that went out and shot all his animals, and then he just left them lay out there, and that was kind of the end of his farming operation, and I don't even know if he's still in business. I think they got him, but the pictures wound up on the net someplace. I think Mike Adams put those pictures up with a bunch of dead pigs. It was a mess. But
Yeah, no, I
don't plan to do that. So I haven't even thought what I would do with it. I mean, I did have to kill a lot of them last winter because we just couldn't feed them anymore. Now, it was Christmas time. It's cold. Feed's hard to come by. And we just didn't have the money to feed them. So we, all of the older ones, sows of the mother pigs, about half of them, we processed. We butchered them. So we killed them, and then we processed them for food, and just to get them off the farm, so we didn't have to feed them anymore.
Mark, it's absolutely
didn't make any money for the farm, you know, and that's
right.
The problem is we have to continue to make the payments on the farm and keep the operation alive. And right now, the state is betting that we won't be able to.
Mark, it's clear to me. Mark, it's clear to me what they're trying to do. Tell me if I'm wrong. They want you out of business in order to protect the factory hog farming operations throughout the United States. There's a concerted effort to starve us out, the small family farm, to starve us out. And what we do is we don't pollute like these factory farms do. Imagine 5,000 pigs all penned up. That's a lot of pig poop. No kidding. It's not like that on the family farm because we let our pigs and our cows run in pasture. We'll be right back.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Well, actually,
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Mark Baker's with us. His family is under siege by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Mark, we're coming your way. We're coming to Indiana September 14th to the Seven Sons Family Farm. And there's a rally there, and we're going to be talking about the overbearing, overreach, oppression, and terrorism by the governments toward the family farms. The Dollarhite family will be there. Judy and John Dollarhite will be talking and speaking about what happened to them when the USDA came down on them with a $6 million fine. Judy Dollarhite and John Dollarhite are true patriots. They stood against the federal government, and the federal government backed down. That's what you're doing. You're going head to head with the Michigan state government. So let's talk about the event on September 14th in Indiana.
Okay. What do you want to know?
tell us. Okay, tell us what you know about it and what's going to happen.
Well, the farm is called Seven Sons, and they specialize in grass-fed beef. They rent land all over the state, and they run their cattle, and then sell that to people that want grass-finished beef, which is real nice stuff. Mm-hmm. And I got to know them last year about this time. We went down to Polyface Farm, Bill Salatin's place, and got to meet with the Salatins. And that's how I met Blaine and Blake from Seven Sons. And they've been kind of monitoring the situation here where they're farmers. They understand that if the farm doesn't cash flow, it dies. And so they want to help us just to stay going so we can live another day to fight. And so they're doing this fundraiser and trying to get people in from the state, get people of Indiana turned on to what is happening and how to prevent it from happening in their state. And then the proceeds are going to be used to keep our farming operation going. And I really appreciate that from those guys. You know, it's like one farmer helping another farmer.
Well, we're going to be there with you. And that's September 14th class on the website, usaforparis.com, page one. There are several posts. You can click on them. And let's see. Let me go there right now. Okay. One is called Farm Festival in Indiana, Government Targeting Farmers. Mark Baker from Michigan, DNR, wants to kill his pigs. And it says USA Prepares will be there. And then the next one is Mark Baker, Farmer Under Siege, Michigan, DNR. They want to kill his pigs, $700,000 fine pending. So you can click on either one of those. You can make reservations. There are some motels nearby. And we'd love to see you. I will be there. That's September 14th in Indiana. Mark, let's give out some names and numbers. Who are the guys that we need to contact and put them on notice that we want this stopped right now? We want them to back off and leave you alone.
Well, there are two people, I think, that are key in this. One is the governor of the state, and his name is Rick Schneider. And the phone number down there is 573-3400.
Let's stay with that one.
Okay.
Okay, that's 517-374-3400.
No, 573.
I'm sorry.
573-3400.
Okay, I'm going to post that on the website in the next couple of minutes. All right, so that's Governor Rick Schneider. What do we want to tell him?
I want to tell him to back off family farms. Back off. They have no right to do this. And it makes a big difference when they're getting a ton of phone calls down there, because then they know that the sterile swine issue is not going away. This has been going on since, I mean, I got involved in 2011. So, most things kind of come and go in the governor's office, but everywhere he goes in the state, people are asking him questions about feral swine and, you know, Bakers. And I feel like we kind of left a part of this out there that I think people might be asking right now, and that is, why would the state do this? What is their gain in doing something like this? And the answer is, the state came out way back in 2007 and said, we have a problem in the state of Michigan with feral swine. And feral swine, for people that don't know that, they're pigs that have either escaped off farms or been turned loose out into the wild. People actually do that so that they can hunt them. And those pigs become feral. You know, they rewild themselves in order to survive. And they become a real problem. Now, the problem with their argument is there are none in Michigan. They're saying that we want to prevent them from being in Michigan. If you go to their website, they say that there's between, well, the numbers range because they change the story all the time, but it goes from 1,000 to 8,000 that they said back in 2008 that we had that many pigs running wild in the state of Michigan. I speak all over the state. I speak all over the country nowadays about this issue because it has to do with property rights and farms, and it's a very big issue. And I always start these talks off by saying, has anybody in this room seen a feral swine? And in the state of Michigan, I have never gotten one hand to go up. No one's seen them. So their argument that we have a problem and that they want to give the fix on it is called the Hegelian dialect or the Hegelian principle. And they introduce a problem, and the problem is made up, and then they say, here's the answer right here. And really the answer is that they want to have access 24/7 onto farms. What comes off farms? Food comes off farms. We've got this Food Safety and Modernization Act that's going to be shoved down our throat here in the near future. And they want to have access onto farms, which now are privately held property, and it's my farm. They don't. I can tell them to get off, and they can only come on if they have a warrant. But with this invasive species order in place, they will have access to farms anytime, day or night, without a warrant. That means they can show up, knock on your door, and say, we're going to inspect your farm, and there's nothing you can do about it. And they can, who knows what they're going to inspect for. You know, so that's the part that's missing, is they're doing this because they say we have a problem with feral pigs. And I'm telling you, we don't. That's a technique that's used, you know, like we have this huge problem with terrorism, so here's the Patriot Act. We have this huge problem with terrorism, so here's the TSA. Here's the DHS. You know, they're giving you these things that they want to give you in order to prevent what they say is the problem. So that's my 2 cents on that.
Well, Mark, let's talk about this. Chief Cloudpiler of Namenha may have an answer for you. I am a Native American medicine man. I've been adopted by Namenha. It's a band of tribes of Native Americans, and you can be too. And if you want to contact Chief Cloudpiler, you can, and you can apply to be one of us. And if you do, you may post your farm as off-limits to the governments. No government employee may set foot on your property without your permission, or they will be held individually accountable for their own actions violating a treaty with the government and the Native Americans. That is not something that government employees will do. They are weak. They are so weak, they only arrive in strength. They have to have the strength of numbers to protect them. They are not willing to do anything on their own accord. So this is a very, very strong thing that you can do by becoming a Native American medicine man. That's Nemenha.org, N-E-M-E-N-H-A-H.org, N-E-M-E-N-H-A-H.org. I suggest you contact them. Class, I suggest that you all consider this. And when you talk to Chief Cloudpiler, tell him that you heard about this on USA Prepares with Vincent Finelli, and he'll know what you're talking about. So I think that's pretty strong. And by the way, we had an expo, and we declared our expo as sacred, Mark, and no government employee dared show up. I'm not kidding. No police, no plainclothes people, no undercover, anybody, nobody. No government minion showed up. So it works. It works.
Yeah.
So I suggest you consider that. So let's give out some other numbers. Who else do you want to have us call?
Well, on the local level, the county sheriff could have put the kibosh to this whole thing, because he has the mandate to make sure that our constitutional rights are firmly in place. When the declaratory ruling came out, my wife and I made an appointment to see him, and I tried to put the declaratory ruling in his hand. He didn't want to take it from me. But what he should have done, if he was willing to do his duty, was to look at it and say, this has some constitutional problems, and then he could have passed it off to the county prosecutor that could have advised him what he should do, what he shouldn't do. But he chose to stay lockstep with the Department of Natural Resources. And we found out since why he did that. The Department of Natural Resources serves in this county. They're here to provide a function or a service to the citizens of this county, and that, you know, maintain hiking trails and things like that, natural resource type things. What they do is they harass citizens, they overcharge for licenses, They harass citizens. I guess I said that twice, but that's really what they do. They're a real pain. Everybody here absolutely despises the DNR. And it's not like we are living in a society full of lawbreakers. You know, we have way more police presence than I believe we need. But the sheriff could have told them, no, you're going to have to stand down on this one. It's not going to work because it violates the Bill of Rights in several areas. Now, what else has happened here is that puts the sheriff in a very bad position. I hear the music.
When we come back, we'll have about 5 minutes to wrap this up. So let's talk about why the sheriff's in a bad position. Mark Baker, and there's a link on the website, page one, if you'd like to join us on September 14th in Indiana. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Is your dream more time, more money, or better health? Stop by our Youngevity booth at the Minnesota State Fair and say hello to the GCN team reps and get your healthy energy drink on the way to the fair. Sign up for door prizes and find out about our amazing home-based business opportunity as featured in Success Magazine, located near the main entry to the State Fair off Snelling and Dan Patch Avenue at 1366 Snelling Avenue North, or call 651-261-2040.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Mark Baker's with us, and we're talking about the attack on his family farm by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Mark, I just want to share that class, if you'd like to learn more about Namenha and what you can do to become a medicine man and consecrate your farm or your property as sacred ground and put the federal government, the state government, the local government off your farm legally, click on USAPrepares.com, page one. Bottom of the page, Chief Cloud Piler. There's a link there. You can click on it. It'll take you right to Namenha. Mark, September 14th, we're going to be at Seven Sons Farm in Indiana. There's a link on page one on the website. So we invite those who are interested in joining us and learning about this, what's happening across America. Certainly welcome to come and join us. Let's talk about the sheriff. What's he doing and what's he not doing?
He's not doing is his sworn duty. He's supposed to make sure that our constitutional freedoms are firmly in place. That is his main job to do that. And he's not done that. The attorney general in the state of Michigan is they're the people that are prosecuting this case, and they leveled a $700,000 fine against me. If you go to the Bill of Rights, the Eighth Amendment, it says we are free from excessive fines and cruel and unusual punishment. Now, the sheriff had a duty to engage the attorney general and say, hey, you can't do this. This guy's a U.S. citizen, and he has constitutional rights. The sheriff did not do that. We informed him of his duty, and he refused to do it. That means he is derelict in his duty, and he can be removed from office for that. And that's going to take place. So there's really nothing, that you're not going to change the guy's mind to come to our rescue. What needs to happen is we need to start working on problems like this, but we need to work on those problems at the local level, at the county level. If you have a constitutional sheriff in place, a lot of these things will not happen, because the sheriff's job is to look at everything that comes across his desk and decide, is this constitutional? Does this work for my citizens? Yes or no. If it doesn't, then it shouldn't happen. Right? And he does have the power to make that happen. He has the ultimate authority in the county. And if I could, Vince, I'd like to mention our website, if I can do that.
Please do.
It's bakersgreenacres.com. And one of the things that we really need, I'm pretty bold about this now, is we need funds to pay lawyers and lobbyists and all the other expenses that go with a fight like this. It's real expensive. So if there's people out there that can afford to help us in a big way, we would really appreciate that. So you could either contact us through there, or there's a donate button there through PayPal. And I'd really appreciate it.
I'm putting the link up on the website right now, bakersgreenacres.com.
Thanks a lot.
Well, I can I can tell you, Mark, that USA Prepares will be there. And I've contacted other broadcasters, and they are going to be contacting you to get the message out far and wide. This is an attack on our liberty. This is an attack on the family farm. And I believe that there's corruption involved with among the governments and the large factory farms. I think they want you out of business because you're a problem for them. Not only are you a problem, you rise to the occasion, and you said you're going to, that sheriff is going to be out of office. And how are you going to make that happen, Mark?
Well, we can't recall him until his second or third term. And when he goes into his second term, we're planning to put together a petition. And we've already studied the demographics, and we know what we need as far as signatures to get a recall vote done. And it's very, very doable. The sheriff in this county is not very well liked. And they need to put a good man in there, and that, we're working on that as well.
Okay. Awesome. I'll be there. I'm looking forward to meeting you face-to-face. The Dollar Heights will be there. Ken Hurley's going to be there. BakersGreenAcres.com. I just posted it on the website. The link is there. Go to Farm Festival in Indiana, Government Targeting Farms. Mark Baker from Michigan. DNR wants to kill his pigs. Click on that, please, class. Go to his website. Please let us know if you'd like to join us. We'd love to meet you. Mark, thanks so much. This is a tough fight. We're going to win.
Thanks for having me on, Zed. Hi, everybody.
My pleasure. Welcome aboard USAPrepares.com. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.